She closed her eyes and shook her arms until her fingertips tingled. She sent that tingling up her arms, down her spine, tracing the magic that coursed over her skin, attached yet never entirely still, like fur, always ruffling a bit in the breeze. Some of the intricate tattoos stored spells. Those were the Kalingo, and they took days or weeks to perfect and imprint, and would take at least as long to alter or remove. Most were Kielezo, patterns lifted from something or someone she'd found or might need to find. Kielezo were much quicker to imprint, change, or remove. The Kielezo for the dead demon was on her right shoulder blade. The skin there felt tight with residual power from the cast she'd started in the car and never finished. She fed more power into it and began to move. Only her feet at first. She flexed her knees and lifted one heel, then the other, keeping the balls of her feet earthed. Slowly, then faster, the heels thumped out a rhythm as old as Africa, letting it build, catching her power up into it and lifting the essence of the Kielezo from her shoulder to thrum in the air all around her. Her arms began to lift too, hip high, waist, chest. She breathed the pattern in. When her arms were over her head, with her heels still pounding the earth, she searched and found. Not an exact match, but the click of connection was unmistakable. She felt it in her stomach, her palms, the lifting of all the tiny hairs on her arms. Her eyes opened. She was facing the house.
Shit!
Cinna snatched up her duffel and kicked into a run, not taking the time to put her shoes back on.
Where is it?
Cullen loped along easily beside her.
How far?
The house! It's in the house!
Can't be. Even if I didn't smell it when we were inside, Victor or his guards would have. Behind the house, maybe?
No, it's on the second floor!
That's what made her so sure it was in the house. It was that way, and the right distance, and well above ground level.
The connection feels odd, but it's clear enough.
They aren't gonna let us in. They won't believe you. Demons stink.
Maybe this one's using deodorant.
If it were in someone, I think I'd have seen it.
Maybe it's in someone you didn't see. Get Tim's!
Cullen stopped.
Holy mother.
She stopped too, though it made her twitchy.
What?
I'm a fool. We Lupi can't be possessed, but there are humans in that house.
Oh, God.
She tossed him the car keys.
M16 in the trunk.
She took off running. He ran with her, damn him.
Go get a weapon!
And shoot who? It's in a woman!
The car door slammed. Tim started for them, 357 in one hand, submachine gun slung over his shoulder.
Get the dart gun!
He paused, spun, and went back for it. The guards, human and lupine, massed in front of the door.
Stop!
That was Alex, boss guard.
You heard us, damn it!
Cinna skidded to a halt at the steps. Her heart was pounding, and not from the short run.
The demon is upstairs at the back of the house. It can't hear us. It only has its human host senses. There's a demon inside. We need in now.
The Roe is resting. He's not to be disturbed.
He'll be more than disturbed if that demon gets a hold of him.
Tim slid into place beside her.
What's going on?
She answered without taking her eyes off the guards.
The demon has possessed one of the women. That's why the Lupi didn't sniff it out. Look, I know demons and I know finding. You've got a demon in the same house as your Roe, and there's a good chance it wants to kill him. She sent the demon and she may be trying to decapitate the clans.
She?
The great bitch, the lady's enemy.
You can prove this.
Not from out here, but I have holy water. If one of the women reacts to it, will you accept this as proof?
He thought about it longer than she liked, but at last nodded.
Wait here. I'll wake the Roe.
I need in now. I have the authority. If you don't...
Cullen put a hand on her arm.
Tristega custos arit.
Cinna barely heard whatever he said. Bossguard heard just fine. He looked at Cinna, astonishment mixing with skepticism, then back at Cullen.
All right. Gary, go get her.
One of the wolves, the one with reddish fur, leaped over the porch railing, landed on the ground, and hit high speed in a blink.
Where's he?
If you've lied, Nokolai.
You'll pull me apart and feed me to the pups, fine.
Cullen leaped onto the porch without bothering with the steps.
Lead on.